What are these limiting beliefs I have about myself when it comes to sports? I mean, in business, I may have limiting beliefs as well, but I excel in things. And I think I have the image of excelling in sports as well because I can run a lot of miles and I can swim forever. I can swim all day. I can run all day. But I'm not challenging myself. I mean, I've been running at the same speed since I was a child, and I'm 41 now, and I've been swimming at the same speed since I was a child. Swimming was my first sport. So I just have not challenged myself, and I feel like, okay, well, I guess people on the outside may look, well, she's doing better than the general population, because the general population may not even swim or run, but I'm not being my best self. And I noticed in the pool, and it has nothing to do with weight. Absolutely nothing to do with weight, because as the largest I'm the largest right now, I can run more miles than I did when I was smaller. And in the pool, it definitely has nothing to do with weight, because in the pool, you're 80% less, you weigh like 80% less than you normally do. But I noticed today when I was in the pool that my stride is very low, and it's very similar to my running stride. It's slow. It's a low stride, low to the ground when I'm running. Swimming is close to the pool. So today I pushed myself in the pool, and oh my goodness, I almost felt, that shit was crazy. Almost felt like I was going to drown. And this, I'm a really good swimmer. I've been swimming for a lot of years, for 39 years now. But I almost felt like I was going to drown because I was pushing myself. I don't know the speed. I'm going to get a stopwatch soon. But I pushed myself. And I said, okay, the same way I'm pushing myself right now, I can push myself running. So with the swimming, I did like one lap fast and then a lap slow. And then sometimes I was like so worn out that I had to do two laps slow. But I pushed myself, and I feel like I had a real workout. Usually when I get out the pool, I do not feel like I had a workout. It just feels like, oh, I feel so great. Because I'm just doing it for the maintenance of my mental health, mental and physical health. It has nothing to do with any, like, I had never had this idea that I wanted to push myself. So I just got in the pool and I swam. I knew it wasn't for weight loss because I've been swimming for so long and I never lost weight from swimming. So it was just for general, like, activity. But today I pushed myself because I want to be better. And I know that the way I push myself in sports, and I have to really figure out why I have this limiting belief. And it might have something to do with being a heavy child when I was younger. But the way I push myself in sport, the more I push myself, the more I'm going to be able to excel in all areas of my life. In business, because I think I have limiting beliefs in business too. Although, like, I'm out there, I'm doing my thing, I have this makeup business and it's doing well, but I think I still have these limiting beliefs and I'm allowing to hold myself back. But I know as I push myself in sports, as I push myself as a swimmer, as I push myself as a runner, and anything else I decide to do, I know that there is going to be a holistic improvement in my life, period. So that is what I am doing now. I'm pushing myself as an athlete. So I just swam my speed miles, and I mean my speed laps. I didn't do miles in the pool because I'm exhausted. But I am going to go jump rope and I'm doing my weighted rope, and that is my training for the day, pushing myself. All right, so what do you need to push yourself in life? Like, what do you need to do to excel, to be better, to be better in all areas? You don't have to be a fast runner. You don't have to be a fast athlete. You could be whatever, you know, you can, whatever goals you have, let those goals be yours. Speed is my goal right now because I've got the distance down pat. So I need to push myself in speed. But what are you holding yourself back from? And I tell you what, it has nothing to do with weight. It might have something to do with the limiting beliefs that we have because of weight, but it has nothing to do with weight. And I'm sorry if you hear background noise. I'm driving from the pool. I've never recorded on my phone, but hey, I have this phone, so I said, okay, I'm going to record something. But what limiting belief do you have right now that's holding you back from excelling in your runs and excelling in your life, period? Let's work through that. We can work through it together. I may start just doing these short episodes because I have been away for a while from you, from Flaunt, and there are various reasons. I'll talk about them as we go, but I've just been confused about a lot of stuff with Haze, which is health at every size. There are a lot of things that I don't necessarily agree with and things that I can't promote, and they just don't sit right with me, and I'll talk about that soon. But let's talk about what is stopping you from excelling in running and just meeting the goals that you want to meet in life, period. All right, have a great rest of your day, Flaunt Squad. I am going to hit that weighted rope, and I'll talk to you soon.